Virginia Cooperative Extension will be hosting a cover crop field day for all farmers in the Shenandoah Valley. That'll be on Tuesday, April the 14th. Extension agent Rosemary Life tells us what's going on.
I'm working with a local farmer, Rocky Top Poultry, out in Singer's Glen, Virginia. And we're going to be doing a cover crop field day there where we have 23 different strips planted of different cover crop varieties. And our hope is, you know, we didn't do things super scientific. We were literally just wanting to show farmers what these different cover crops are looking like, the cost effectiveness, how well they grew. And also, you know, sometimes you do these things and we want to show the realities of it. So when we planted this cover crop back in the fall, we didn't get rain for 26 days. So bad for us, but also it's realistic.
Once again, that cover crop field day will be on Tuesday, April 14th in Singer's Glen. Call your local extension office for additional information. Well, Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and he gives us an idea on what the first week of April is going to look like.
This covers the last day of March and the first 6 days of April. Now, part of this forecast should sound familiar, but part of it actually brings some welcome news. One thing that will remain the same is the majority of the country expecting above normal temperatures. The only place that will likely be cooler than normal as we head into early April will be northern New England, and we are expecting high likelihood of above normal temperatures across the vast portion of the country, especially the central United States. The change is that we're expecting a gradually wetter weather pattern to evolve. That is going to be much needed given these elevated temperatures and the degree of drought across the country. So we are expecting near or above normal precipitation virtually nationwide from March 31st through to April 6th.
Meteorologist Brad Rippey with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.